Now that Shavuos is behind us and we enter into a new part of the year, I thought it would be a good idea to spend some time exploring the remarkable ideas contained within the five prokim of Tehillim that we say every single morning after Ashrei. And essentially these really are the bulk of Psukei Dezimra, of the songs of praise. And it's a very, very worthwhile investment to take time to learn through them with their classic commentaries, with some contemporary Mefarshim as well. So that as we say them every morning, and often we do say them a little bit faster than perhaps we ought to, we can have kavana. We can have in mind various different psukim, ideas, themes that come up in these important five chapters. So first things first, let's understand where these five chapters sit in Sefer Tehillim. These are the last five. This is Perek Kuf Mem Vav to Kuf Nun, 146 to 150, which concludes Sefer Tehillim. When the Gemara quotes Rabbi Yossi, it's Gemara in Shabbos of Kuf Yud Ches Amud Beis, Yichalki Migoyim Rei Halal B'chol Yom. May my portion Elam Haba be like with those who complete Halal every day. And the Gemara says the completing of Halal means Psukid Zimra. And in fact, the Rambam himself says that this is referring to the part of Psukei Dezimra, which is at the end of Tehillim, which is the end of Tehillim, from Tehillah to David, which we call Ashrei, and the five chapters of Hallelujah. Interestingly enough, Rashi on that Gemara says it's actually only referring to two of them, Halleluah es Hashem and Hashamayim and Hallelukel B'Kodshei. 148 and 150, the third one and the fifth one, which is why la halacha, if a person doesn't have time to say all five, you should at least say those two. But this is the point. The Rabbi Yossi is saying he hopes to merit the reward of those who finish halal every day. Meaning he wishes that he could say all of those mizmorim every day and not have to admit, this is the way of Schwab learns, and not have to omit some to keep up with the chazan. Because if the chazan davens too quick, then he's going to have to skip. And the idea is to be a finisher every single day. This is really the third part of Psukei Dezimra. And Rav Schwab explains that this is the Nefe'ercha, the crown. This is a crown which is placed on top of the head. So understanding that what we're doing over here is we're fulfilling the words of Rabbi Yossi, that we should be Megomri Halal B'chol Yom, those that really finish off Sefer Tehillim every single day. This is the top. And the first, interestingly enough, Rav Munk explains that what we're doing is we're feeding off Yichvoid and we're feeding off Ashrei. Meaning that the glory of Hashem is Yichvoid and Hashem's boundless love is in Ashrei. And therefore, they're dealt with in Psukei Dezimra as they apply to the individual, the nation, and to all of mankind. And therefore these themes run the whole way through these Hallelujahs as well. So for example, the first one that we're going to say is Halli Nafshes Hashem. It begins with a human being. The contemplation of Hashem's omnipotence and his ever-readiness to help man. And that creates an unshakable trust in Hashem. And as we move through, we'll see Hashkacha Kalalis, Hashkacha Pratis. And all of these really are feeding off Yichvod and Ashrei, as we shall see in coming days, Be'ezras Hashem.